You do open your Bibles with me this morning to Ezekiel chapter 34. Can you go back to the announcements page where it had the scripture listed on the announcements? I just want to, the Lord was showing me something while I was praying this morning. It's a visual illustration. How many know that God gives you visual illustrations? Amen. It's the one that shows the scripture that's written out, Ezekiel 34:16. Bear with me a moment. Right there, that's it. Now, when I was looking at that, when I was walking by and I was looking at it, I said, man, that is really blurry. And the Lord said, yes, it is blurry, but today you're going to bring clarification to it, and they're going to see it better. Hello? Hello? You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, not which is. Which was. So if you is lost, you won't be lost by the time you leave here today. Because God's speaking in the past tense. Amen? For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen? Some of the times, and so let's look with me in Ezekiel 34, and we'll see where the Lord wants to take us today. Verse number 11. The Word of God says this, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he's among his sheep that are scattered, so I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I want to just stop here for a second to bring some edification to where I'm going. The Bible says that God broke off the natural branch, which is Israel, to graft in the unnatural branch, which is you and I, and how much more would he graft back in the natural branch, okay? So when God's talking about his flock, he's including you and I, because we've been grafted into the family of God, okay? And then this is the verse I want to focus our attention today, on verse number 16. I will seek that which was lost. Was, get that in your mind, and bring again that which was driven away, and I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick. Amen. The Word of God today, the title of this morning's message is Enlightened to Encourage. We're going to look at the driven, the disheartened, and the deliverance, okay? Can we lift our word together and make a declaration here as we come into the unity of faith? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is a written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's called me to be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And Father, I'm grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house. So, Father, I pray right now, Father God, may Carl and his thoughts and his ways get out of your way. And, Father, Spirit of the living Lord, speak through me, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. And when all is said and done and completed, all glory, all honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, I say, Lord, have your way in our hearts and lives. Father, I thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha, you're the healer. And there's some hurt places in your children's hearts and lives that you're desiring to heal today, Father God. So, Spirit of living God, minister to the hurt places. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will never cease to give you glory and give you all the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, it's kind of interesting that for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. But he says first here is, and bring again that which was driven away. And first we're going to look at the driven. And I'm not saying being driven to do the things of God. I'm talking about the church and the body of Christ has driven people away. Hello? As a pastor, I have driven people away. Hello? When I was zealous and younger in ministry, I would never consider doing some of the things I did as a young minister that I would do now. But ignorance is an excuse. I'm not justifying what I did wrong. What's wrong is wrong, and what is right is right. I'm not a perfect man, but I serve a perfect God. And I've made mistakes. And if I hurt anybody, I want this to go out on the web. I ask them to forgive me today. I ask them to forgive me because I was wrong. Not to put the wrong on someone else. Jesus took the blame so it wouldn't be on you and I. And if we're followers of Jesus, sometimes we're just going to take the blame whether we're at fault or not. So the Lord first spoke to my heart about the driven. And he says to you and I, in Jeremiah chapter 50, boy, the Holy Spirit's really tendered by my heart. In Jeremiah chapter 50, verse number 6, the Word of God says, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away, from the mountains to the hill. They have gone from them, just like that was blurry up there. When I get tears in my eyes, my sight gets blurry too. Just one moment, please. Thank you. They ought to change the words of that song. I can see clearly now, my tears are gone. Hallelujah. Aren't y'all glad I'm not a singer? In Jeremiah chapter 50, verse number 6, let me get on with this. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from the mountain to the hill. They have forgotten their resting place. This is what the Lord was speaking to me about the scattered sheep. That most scattered sheep never find a resting place. They go from place to place, and they get tired and fed up, and then they don't go anywhere. Hello? Amen? Amen. But God said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. They're not lost. They've been hurt and confused, and God is a God of order, and he's going to draw them back to himself by his love. Amen. And God's love will draw them back. Amen. He says to us in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus speaking, Matthew 9. Verse number 36. Most of the times we leave this scripture out, 36, and we always speak about 37 and 38. Because it was Jesus speaking. But there was words that preceded Jesus speaking, and they were all inspired by the Holy Ghost. Is this an inspired word of God? So he says to us, Jesus, he says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. But Jesus saith unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. God wants you to understand something about the last day revival and what's going to take place in the world in the last days. God's going to bring his children back first. He can't bring the world into the church and not be able to take care of them. He's going to bring the church back first. The church has been scattered. The body of Christ has been scattered. And he's going to bring them back. And his love is going to draw them like never before. And he says it's a plenteous harvest. Amen? So if we say this and we're thinking about this and everybody in the body is important, maybe we ought to take a moment and just look around just right now and see who's missing. Hello? Amen? They have great value. They have great worth. Nobody's more important than anyone else. We all have great value. We all have great worth. Amen? Now, usually they know they're going to hear from me. Words of love and comfort. Not like I used to. I'm just being real. It's okay to be real. Amen? Amen? The Lord reminded me of who I was to be grateful for who I am. And God showed me who I am so I could look forward to who I'm going to become. I haven't arrived yet, okay? There's a journey that I'm on. There's a journey that you're on. But we're not who we were before. Just because we're not what he wants us to be yet, we give him glory for where we're at. And we recognize that everyone is valuable and everybody's important. Amen? And we can't do it without one another. And it takes all parts to make the body work. Hello? Hello? I don't know about you, but I don't know what I would do today without my knee. I don't know what I'd do today without my mouth. Everybody said, praise God. No, but the Lord is challenging. He is not convicting us from what we've done in the past to beat you up about our past, but he is saying sometimes we have some things we need to repent of. And somebody has been hurt. Some people's been hurt here. And you're waiting for the other one to say they're sorry to you. And God said, you start the way. I'm speaking to your heart today. Hello? It's not my fault? Well, it's not my fault. I didn't do it. Well, guess what? It wasn't Jesus' fault either. Amen. He still went to the cross. And what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hello? Forgive them, because most of the time they did not even know what they were doing. Darkness brings confusion in every evil work, okay? Are you with me? I thought this was going to be one of them silent messages, one of the really soft-spoken ones. Aren't you funny, Holy Spirit? Turn me to Matthew 18. We're talking about the driven away. The driven. Verse number 12. Jesus said this, how think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them go astray, doth he not leave the 99 and go up into the mountains, and seek of that which was gone astray. And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not away astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Amen. Now, if we go back to the old days, they might have been young in faith, like I was young in faith. And both of us being young in faith, we might have did some stupid things being young in faith. Amen. Amen. But at the same time, we're to restore. God's given us a ministry to reconcile each other to Christ, to one another and to Christ. So it's exciting for us to understand that when people are driven away, one of the reasons they're driven away is they are disheartened, okay, or discouraged, you would say. And Psalms 34, verse number 17, the word of God says this: the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit or repentive spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. In other words, we constantly have to have a repentive heart. Amen. Sometimes we have a tendency to justify our wrong because we don't want to admit our wrongs, because we don't want to admit that we're wrong. We have a I'm right mentality. I'm right and everyone else is wrong. Anybody else live here? Come on, let's be real. Amen. And the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 57, how do you know that the Lord's taking us somewhere in the last days, and God's getting ready, and is already doing some supernatural things in our midst, and God's moving and doing some mighty things in our world? Amen. And he wants us to get in the program. Hello? Amen. He doesn't want us to miss it, because each and every one of us have a part. Amen. And God wants you to know. He says in chapter 57, verse number 14, he said, and shall say, cast you up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. That thing that's causing people to stumble. We're not to trip our brothers and sisters up. Amen. He says, for thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place, with them also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Humbleness repents. Humbleness says, I'm wrong. Humbleness says, Lord, forgive them, they're wrong. No. Humbleness says, Lord, I'm wrong. And rather, I was the one that instigated, or they were the ones that instigated. Two wrongs doesn't make anything right. Amen. So he's just challenging you and I, amen, that there's a lot of people that have been driven away because they were disheartened. But he says it's going to take a spirit of humility. Hey, just to say, you're wrong. Amen? Yeah. And you say, well, that's not a big deal. Well, yeah, it is. I stood up before you today and admitted to everyone that I was wrong. Amen? The old Carl was never wrong. Hello? Come on. Amen? In other words, he's saying that what he's doing this for and what he's bringing to us for, if you look with me in Psalms 147. Psalms 147. I love this verse number 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Amen. So with this repentance and this confession where I'm wrong, there's healing and restoration that comes to my heart. And unless I allow him to minister and heal my heart, I really can't minister to anyone else, because I minister to them out of brokenness. Hello? Broken can't fix anything. Amen? In other words, we need all of our heart. We need to be connected to one another to do what God's called us to do. We have an exciting time here. We have an exciting time. We're getting ready to feed the community. We're not just going to feed them turkey and ham and all the fixings. We're going to feed them Jesus. We're going to feed them love. We're going to encourage them, because they're living in a time in their lives where they're not being encouraged. They're living in a time in their life when things aren't going good for them. They're living in a time in their life where they seem to be at the bottom of the barrel. And for many of them, there doesn't seem to be any hope. And we have the answer. His name is Jesus. He can come in and restore and renew and refresh and do all those things. So he says, hey, he's speaking to the ones that today that have been driven away. I'm praying for some of the people, you know, some of the people that left me or left the ministry here that aren't part of this ministry, they still go on every week and listen to the message on the web. All right? Because they were angry at me. They weren't angry at God. Hey, I'm being honest. I've drove some people away. He says, oh, you can say I can relate to that. You kind of drive me away today. No, I'm not. I'm drawing you with the love of the Father. Amen. And I'm saying to you, I'm a man of God, but I'm a man. And I've made mistakes. And I haven't done everything right. And if I try to cover up, there's no blessing in cover up. The best thing you do is confess your faults to one another, and the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. So what I'm doing is just saying, my daily confession. Here we go. But there comes deliverance, okay? Those that have been driven away, those that have been disheartened, God wants to deliver them and set them free. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 16, he says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. God wants to fill us completely. Amen. He wants us to be full and running over. Amen. And when we're filled with him and running over, what runs over on others is him and not us. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10. He says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Amen. So what is he saying to us today? I love James chapter 5, verse number 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You know when I get forgiven? When I confessed. Hallelujah. And he is saying, as we, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, that there's two ways he wants to speak to people, to you and I today. Number one, you may have been the one that drove someone away, that brought this disheartened them. Or you may be the one that got hurt. Where you've been hurt. Rather, it was a ministry somewhere. It doesn't necessarily have to be here. That somebody in the body of Christ has hurt you. some minister, some pastor, and there's hurt. God wants to bring healing in that place. Because he said for his church to truly function in these last days, his church needs to be whole. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And he doesn't want us carrying that weight any longer. Because when there's unforgiveness or hurt in our hearts, all of a sudden we'll see something or someone and he'll bring it up. And then all of a sudden the adversary makes it bigger than it ever was. He magnifies it and makes it larger than it ever was. He's a liar and he's a deceiver. So in closing today, God gives us the discovery. And Job chapter 12, Job says this in verse 22. He discovereth deep things out of darkness and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. Wait a minute. He discovers the deep things in darkness, the things that happened in the past that sort of like were buried but never really were healed. But it's really hurting you. You know, sometimes unforgiveness, whether we recognize it enough, and roots of bitterness can bring sickness to our bodies, to our minds, to our souls and our spirits. Today is a day to release people, to forgive people. Amen? For some, that you may need to ask them to forgive you. Hello? So in closing today, it was just like what he said today. He's speaking to those that are driven. God said the driven, he was going to draw back by the cords of his love. The disheartened. The Bible says he will heal the brokenhearted and set at liberty the captives. He will open up the prison doors so they're bound. The deliverance. He is here to deliver you and I from every weapon the adversary has tried to form against you. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 18, he says, "And all things are of God who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Listen to me. What the Father wants to do, he wants to heal our hearts today, but at the same time, he wants to reconcile those that are hurt in the body of Christ. He's reconciled us through Jesus Christ, and he's given us the ministry of reconciliation where we're reconciling others to him. Isn't that an honor that God would trust us with the ministry of reconciliation? Have you know that God has entrusted everyone in the room with the ministry of reconciliation? He didn't point it out to one individual or one person. It was written to the body of Christ. So in closing today, what is he saying to us? It's simply this. He wants us to search our hearts and pray for the ones that have been driven, the disheartened, that deliverance is coming. In Jesus' name. Bow your heads and look.